My dear little children, let us love indeed. Go out quickly and bring in the poor and the feeble and the blind and the lame. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. It must have been about 60 years ago in Memphis, Tennessee, a little 5-year-old girl came back from kindergarten at the parish school and reported excitedly to her mother that she was a missionary of the Sacred Heart. Now, the mother was probably thinking to herself, now, what ideas have they given that girl in school today? But all she said was, well, dear, I think you're awfully young to be a missionary. Oh, no. The child made the ultimate reference of authority, which some of you may remember from the old days. Sister says we're missionaries. Well, the mother was wondering how that could possibly be, and the little girl assured her, and sister says there was an 8-year-old girl who saved a great big sinner. How did she do that? By earning golden pennies. I've never heard of golden pennies. And so the little girl, as best she could, told her mom the story, which goes back to the beginning of the 20th century in Peru. Most of you know the name now of the Sacred Heart priest, Father Mateo. As a young priest, when he was getting little children ready to make their first communion, he asked them to make many sacrifices out of love for our Lord. And one girl in particular really took his words to heart. And on her first communion day, she told Father Mateo, Jesus asked her if she really loved him. You mean Jesus talks to you? Father Mateo asked the little girl later. Oh, yes, so far, Father. Every time I go to communion, Jesus talks to me. You older children, does Jesus talk to you? I'm sure if you talk to him, he will. Well, on her first communion day, this is what Jesus said. He said, my child, do you love me? And you know what the little girl said? She said, you're not supposed to ask that question. And Jesus said, well, why is that? And she said, well, friends never ask each other that question because they know they love each other. And besides, you're God, and God knows all things. So you know that I love you. But then Jesus said, but I like to hear you say it. Children, those are magic words. And if you can't think of anything else to say, tell Jesus over and over again, I love you. Well, Father Mateo thought, maybe the girl really is talking to our Lord. And he loved souls so much that he said, I'll tell you what, my child, the next time Jesus talks to you, tell him that Father wants him to convert a great big old sinner in the city. He was a fallen away Catholic who is now a Freemason and an enemy of the church. Well, 1 week later, the little girl came hurrying into Father's confessional, and she said, Father, I have to go to confession in a hurry. Why is that? Because that sinner you asked about, he's on his way. So she went, made her confession, and Father left the confessional, and he ran right into that big old sinner. It seems that Jesus had told that little girl after her communion that he would give her many souls and that Father should ask for souls too, and he would always give them to him. But first he said, you must be my missionary. And then she wondered if maybe she was too young to be a missionary, but our Lord assured her, no, but he said, you'll have to pay a price for each soul. Dear Jesus, she said, I'll give you my whole piggy bank. Everything I've had saved so far, you can have it. No, no, my child, he said. You must earn golden pennies. 3 must you give back to me. The first is the penny of prayer. And the second is the penny of sacrifices, especially to obey when you don't want to. And the third penny is the promise. Never miss Mass and communion, now that you can go. If you can possibly go, do so. And promise to visit me often, for I am lonely here in the tabernacle. Well, the little girl said that she would, and so Jesus kept his part, and he delivered this big old sinner who ran right into the priest, and he said, "Just a minute, Father," he said. "I don't know what's happened to me, but this morning I've been feeling like a different person. Something inside me is making me want to go to confession, only you'll have to help me because I don't think I even made a first confession when I was little." And Father did. And so he did make his confession. Now, to go from Chile back to Memphis, Tennessee, remember that 5-year-old girl we just talked about a moment ago, children? Well, her grandmother was listening to her talk about her school day with her mom, and her grandmother said, "Why don't you start working on Grandpa, earning your golden pennies? Because, you know, he hasn't been to church for a long, long time." That afternoon, they went together, and they made a visit to the Blessed Sacrament. This was back in the days when grandparents frequently lived with the family instead of being warehoused in some kind of a care facility. And so that evening, the grandfather was reading the paper in the living room as he always did, and this little 5-year-old girl came in, and they had the picture of the Sacred Heart up in their little family altar, and she knelt down in front of the picture and she said, "Poor Jesus, Grandpa doesn't love you." And the grandfather was pretty surprised, and he rustled his paper, and he put his paper down, and he said, "What are you talking about? Are you talking about me?" And his little granddaughter didn't say anything. She just repeated her prayer, "Poor Jesus, Grandpa doesn't love you." Well, he pretended to pick up his paper and go back to reading it, but that got him thinking. And the next day, he went to church, and he went to his first confession in 20 years. You see, the little missionary had paid the price, the golden pennies. And Jesus kept his promise. Today in the Gospel, at the end of the Mass, he tells all of us, but especially you who are his dearest little children, he says, "Go out quickly into the highways and the hedges. Make them come in. That's where you'll find the poor and the feeble and the blind and the lame. Only you have to pay their way." How? With a golden penny, with 3 of them, offering every prayer and sacrifice and visit and Holy Communion that you possibly can. Children, you can be the secret weapon of the Sacred Heart. You can be a hidden cell of his soldiers that no one knows about, but you could be doing a very powerful work. There's probably somebody in your family that hasn't been to church or to Holy Communion for a long, long time. And there's certainly a lot of people in our family here at church who once upon a time, in the not so long ago, were little children just like you. And of all things, they've forgotten their first Holy Communion day. They don't come anymore, even though they could. And that makes our Lord so sad. But with the golden pennies, you could buy those souls back again, children. Will you help me? I'm counting. I'm going to give you communion today, God himself. But I need you to help me to do this. Back in the old days, there was an actual national organization called the Tarsicians, after St. Tarsicius. He was a little boy, children, who had the privilege of taking Holy Communion to the prisoners in Rome, in the catacombs. And he was so brave, He was willing to suffer for Jesus, and so he did. In the old days, they had membership cards in sort of a formal society, and they counted up their golden pennies, and they actually had little checks that they would issue when they counted up how many sacrifices and prayers had been said. And at one time, they sent 86,000 golden pennies to the Holy Father in Rome, Pius XII. And he was so touched and grateful for their sacrifice. What is the secret, do you think, adults, for this great generosity? It's no secret at all. You see, the Sacred Heart gives graces so that we could give graces to others. And who best to start with than with his little ones? Parents, this summer, why don't you start a cell of the Tarsicians in your own home? And as a summer activity, you could have the children cut, maybe out of foil or gold construction paper, little coins. They could even mark them. Well, this one's sacrifice, and this one's prayer, and this one's Holy Communion, or a visit, or a mass. And put a kind of a plate by the Sacred Heart picture in your home. And every time the children do a sacrifice or a prayer, let them put the golden penny by the Sacred Heart. Parents reported in the old days the most astonishing results, and teachers did too. Even children from the so-called problem homes started to be obedient and started to be generous when they started to collect their golden pennies. What a difference it could make beginning with your own family. Children, after Mass today, when everything's done, you must remember to go out quickly like Saint Tarsicius with Jesus right here in your heart. There are some poor sinners who are blind. They can't see, and they're feeble, and they are lame, and they can't get in, not by themselves. But you can help them to get in. Certainly you can. You're rich today. I'm not referring to the presents you might get or the parties that you'll have. Those are nice things. But don't forget today, I've got a job to do that the bishop gave me. I've got to be our Lord's secret missionary of the Sacred Heart. Starting today, I've got to earn some golden pennies to bring some big old sinner back home to Jesus again. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.